弟兄姊妹早上好。
I haven't seen you for 2 months.
我两个月没有见到你们了。
Well, let's get back to our Colossians.
我们一起回到哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
我们来到哥罗西书第三章。
Let's start with verse 4 to verse 11.
从第四节到第十一节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 4 to 11.
哥罗西书第三章第四节到第十一节。
I will read it first in English, and our sister will lead you in Chinese.
弟兄先读英语，我们一同来读中文。
Okay, verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry.For which things sake, the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all this, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds.And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
我们一起来读。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
Another verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22.
哥林多前书第十五章
verse 22. 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十五章
verse 22. 23节。For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
在亚当里众人都死了。照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
Another verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
哥林多后书第五章第十七节。
This is a very familiar verse.
这是一章非常熟悉的话。
Let's read all together. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before your word,
主耶稣，当我们来到你话语面前的时候，
we humble ourselves down.
我们在你面前谦卑。
Lord, we come to you like a white sheet of paper.
我们来到你面前像一张白纸一样。
Lord, please write your heart, your mind into us.
请你把你的心把你的意念写在里面。
Lord, we need you this morning.
我们今天早上需要你。
Speak to us.
请你向我们讲话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Last time, we shared on verse 4 and verse 5.
上一次我们分享到第四节第五节。
Paul reminds us that Jesus Christ is coming back again.
保罗提醒我们主耶稣要再来。
He says, when Christ who is our life shall appear, we shall also appear with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
When we see all the immorality, the sinfulness of this world today, we know it's a sign that Jesus Christ is coming back again.
当我们今天看到地上的败坏的时候，这些预表的主耶稣，就预表的主耶稣的再来。
When we see all these climate changes, it's a sign that Jesus Christ is coming back again.
当我们看到气象的变化的时候，这也是一个预表，主耶稣要再来。
When we see the earthquake in Southern California, the snow in Mexico, we see Jesus Christ is coming back again.
当我们看到南加州的地震和墨西哥的大雪的时候，我们知道主耶稣要再来。
And therefore,
马上就要来。
On the one hand, we are so happy we had a glorious hope.
一方面我们非常喜乐，因为我们有个荣耀的盼望。
Especially when we are in the Lord's table.
尤其是大主主的饼，在主的饼杯面前。
We see the bread and the cup.
当我们看见主的饼和主的杯的时候。
Not only it reminds us that Jesus loves us, He died for us, and our sins are washed away.
不光是我们看到主爱我们，为我们舍命，他的血洗去我们的罪。
It also reminds us that He is coming back.
也提醒我们他要再来。
And this is our very hope.
这是我们的盼望。
Immediately in verse 5 it says, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth."
马上第五节就讲到要致死你们地上的肢体。
In other words, you need to abstain all this kind of thing.
我们要远避所有这些事情。
Abstain sexual immorality, impurity, evil desire, evil passion, greed, and idolatry.
远避淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，和贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Why? For there are three things. For three reasons.
这里有三个原因。
Why do we need to abstain from all these sinful things?
为什么要远避所有这些败坏的事情呢？
The Bible tells us, "Be holy, for I am holy."
因为圣经上讲，你要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Our God is holy.
我们的神是圣洁的。
We who are His children are the very expression of who our Father is.
我们作为他的儿女，是神的一个预，是神的一个代表。
If our God is holy, we need also to be holy.
如果我们的神是圣洁的，我们就需要是圣洁的。
If we are not holy, then we have a misrepresentation of who God is.
如果我们不是圣洁的，我们就错误的代表了神。
I always tell my son.
我总是告诉我的儿子。
Whenever you go out,
你每次出去的时候
，not only you represent yourself,
你不光代表你自己
，you represent me.
你也代表我。
When you mess up, it means to say I mess up.
如果你做错的事情，也意表着我做错的事情。
Young people, you should know.
年轻人，你应该知道。
When you go out into this world,
当你在世上的时候
，you represent your holy father.
你代表着你天上的圣洁父。
A lot of times we feel like, hey, it's none of your business.
很多时候我们觉得说这跟你没关系。
Brother, sister, it's God's business.
这是神的，这跟神有极大的关系。
God is holy, we need to be holy.
因为神是圣洁的，所以我们需要圣洁。
And for second reason.
第二点
we are already transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
因为我们就已经被从黑暗的国度迁到了光明的国度。
In other words, all these sinful things has nothing to do in God's kingdom.
换句话说，所有这些犯罪的事情跟神的国度没有任何的关系。
It says here, all this so-called wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication in your mouth has nothing to do.In God's kingdom.
所以这些恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤、口中污秽的言语，在神的国中无份。
It might be a fashion in this world.
在这个世上可能是一个
fashion.
是一个潮流。
But it has nothing to do with God's kingdom.
但是跟神的国度没有任何的关系。
Today we are the citizens of God's kingdom.
今天我们是属神的国民。
That's why we don't get.Into fashion with these worldly things.
所以我们不能够与这个世界一样。
A third reason.
第三点。
Not only God is holy.
不光神是圣洁的。
Not only we are transferred into God's kingdom.
不光我们迁得到爱子的国度。
One day we will all be standing before the judgment seat of Christ.
有一天还要站在神的宝座面前。
As in verse 4 says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall also appear with him in glory.
所以第四节的讲，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
We are held accountable for all our action and living.
我们所做的一件事情，我们要负责任。
So therefore, what should we do?
所以我们要做什么呢？
Sometimes we feel like this is so tall and a tall order. It's a high requirement.
这有的时候我们觉得说这个要求非常的高。
But thank God, God has a demand.
但是感谢神，神有要求。
God also had a supply.
神也有供应。
God provide us with His very own Son, Jesus Christ.
神把他自己的儿子供给了我们。
In verse 4 says, "When Christ, who is our life."
当基督是我们的，基督是我们的生命。
Yes, the demand is so high.
也许是的，这个要求非常的高。
By man's standard, we can never obtain up to God's standard.
照着我们的标准，我们是永远达不到神的标准。
But thank God, Christ is our life.
但是感谢神，基督是我们的生命。
When we live in Him.
当我们活在他里面的时候
，we can overcome and continue to overcome.
我们可以得胜，也可以继续的得胜。
Not only that.
不光如此。
In this life,
在今天这个地上
，we are given the freedom to choose the kind of life God wants us to be.
我们今天也可以自由的来选择神让我们选择的生活。
Before we are just like a dead puppet.
以前我们是一个死的木偶。
God, Satan is just pulling the strings.
撒旦在后面拽的那个绳子。
Even though we don't want to do it,
虽然我们不想做
，Paul said we continue to do it.
保罗说我们还是继续的做。
He said, it's no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me.
不是我所做，乃是住在我里面的罪做的。
But today, thank God.
但是今天感谢神。
Christ lives in me.
基督活在我的里面。
We have the privilege. We have the power to say no to the enemy.
我们有这个权柄，我们有这个力量，可以跟撒旦说不。
Now this morning we come to the fourth point.
今天早上我们来到第四点。
The question is, who are you?
问题是我们是谁
？Brother and sister, who are you?
我们是你们是我们是谁
？This is a very simple yet a very critical question.
这是一个非常简单的，却是一个非常关键的问题。
When you go into the world,
当我们走到这个世界上的时候
，and people ask you, who are you?
人们会问你是谁
？What is your response?
你的回答是什么
？Some say, oh, I am a Chinese.
有人说我是中国人。
Some say, "Oh, I'm from the Philippines. I'm a Filipino."
我是从菲律宾来，所以我是菲律宾人。
You know, my son said, "Oh, I'm an American."
我的儿子说我是美国人。
I said, "You are not."
我说你不是的。
He said, "But an American citizen."
但是他说我是美国公民。
Yes, citizen in yes, it is. You are an American citizen.
是的，你是个美国公民。
But you are Chinese in blood.
但是你里面有着中国人的血统。
In God's eye, who are we?
在神的里面，我们是谁呢
？We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, we are the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们是神的儿女。
Especially the young people, you need to know you are the children of God.
所以年轻人，你要知道你们是神的儿女。
Now the thing is, based on what are you the children of God?
根据什么你们是神的儿女呢
？When people say, "Well, when I come to church, I feel happy, and I'm a children of God."
当有人说当我来教会的时候，我很高兴，因为我是神的儿女。
Well, thank God, you feel happy.
感谢神，你是很高兴的。
But that is not the basis of you being the children of God.
但是那不是你作为神儿女的根据。
Some said, "Oh, you know what? I have good works."
有人说我的工作非常好。
I do this, I do that.
我做这个，我做那个。
Let me tell you, in the world today, there are a lot of people who is not a Christian also do a lot of good works.
但是让我告诉你，在这个世界上有很多人虽然不是基督徒，也做了很多很好的事情。
Bill Gates also do a lot of good works.
比尔盖茨也做很多非常好的事情。
But he is an atheist.
但他是一个无神论者。
Well, I don't mean to say we shouldn't have good works.
我不是说我们不需要有好行为。
I don't mean you shouldn't be happy.
我不是说我们不应当高兴。
You know, as a Christian, we need to be happy.
作为基督徒，我们是应当喜乐的。
We need to have good works.
我们需要有善行。
For this is the expression of who our being a Christian.
这是我们作为基督徒的一个表现。
But what is the basis of you being a child of God?
但是我们作为神儿女的根基是什么呢
？We need to be born again.
我们需要重生。
This is we need to be born again.
我们需要重生。
That's why when Nicodemus had this conversation with the Lord Jesus.
所以尼哥底母跟主有个交谈的时候。
At first he was very bewildered or very confused.
开始的时候他有点混淆。
Because the Lord Jesus said, if you want to get into God's kingdom, you need to be born again.
因为主耶稣说，如果想要进到神的国，你需要重生。
Then Nicodemus said, "How can I get into my mother's womb when a man is old?"
那他说，人老的时候怎么能够再回到母腹里去再重生呢
？To him, to be born again is to get into his mother's womb and get out.
他作为在他的概念里面，重生就是再回到母腹里面再生一遍。
But the Lord Jesus corrected him.
但是主耶稣矫正了他。
When he is not when to be born again is not about the physical rebirth.
重生不是说身体的重生
，It's a spiritual rebirth，
是个灵里面的重生。
We need to be born of the spirit，
我们需要从灵里重生。
The Lord Jesus said, "For which is born of the flesh is flesh, for which is born of the spirit is spirit."
因为主耶稣说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的才是灵。
To be born of the spirit，
从灵里重生
，is to have the faith on the Son of God，
是有对主耶稣的儿子有信心。
That's why John 3:16 is a very popular and famous verse.
好。
a very popular and famous verse.
有一句非常有名的话。
John 3:16.
约翰福音第三章十六节。
How about that? Let's memorize this verse again.
我们一起来说这句话好不好
？God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life.This is a very popular verse.
这是一个非常有名的话。
Yet this is a very important verse.
但也是一个非常重要的话。
If you want to be born again,
如果想重生
，If you want to have eternal life,
如果你想有永远的生命
，You need to be what to believe in the name of the Son of God.
你需要相信神儿子的名字。
Today we are born again.
今天我们已经重生了。
Because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们相信主耶稣。
This is being born again.
这就是重生。
And also, the Bible tells us.
圣经又跟我们讲
We are born again unto a living hope.
我们重生有复活的盼望
we not only we are born again,
不光我们重生
we have a hope.
我们有那个活泼的盼望
a hope that is before us.
那个活泼的盼望在我们前面
but it doesn't stop here.
但是不停在这里
Paul not only talk about being born again,
不光讲到这里复活重生
Paul talk about being a Christian.
保罗在这里讲到作为一个基督徒
is to be a new man in Jesus Christ.
在基督里面成为新造的人
A while ago we read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17
在哥林多后书第五章第十七节里面讲
says, Therefore if any man be in Christ he is a new creation all things has passed away behold all things have become new
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
If any man be in Christ,
如果有人在基督里面
，He is a new creation.
他就是个新造的人。
It says here in Colossians chapter 3 verse 8.
第哥罗西书第三章第八节里面。
But now ye put off all this anger, wrath, and malice.
你现在要弃绝这些恼恨、愤怒、
And verse 10,
恶毒
，and have put on the new man.
第十节穿上新人
We are a new man in Christ.
我们在基督里是新人
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
God is not interested in a patch-up work.
神并不感兴趣一个修补的工作
God is not interested in trying to improve your living.
神也不感兴趣要提高你的生活
God is not interested in trying to upgrade your living.
神也不感兴趣让你的生活在的质量再更上一层。
A lot of times in our mind, to be a Christian is to improve my behavior.
很多时候我们觉得说，作为基督徒需要改变我的行为。
Before I'm a hot temper, now I had a better temper.
以前我的脾气非常不好，现在我的脾气很好。
Before I'm selfish, now I'm a little bit more open.
以前我是非常自私的人，现在我可以比较敞开。
God is not, you know.Interested in doing that.
神对这并不想做这件事情。
God is not interested in improving you.
神也不感兴趣来改变你。
Or trying to patch up this the so-called loopholes.
神也不是想把这些漏洞给补上。
Or try to spray a new coat of paint to make you look better.
也不是在你身上涂上新的漆让你看起来好一点。
God is only interested in one thing.
神只对一件事情感兴趣。
Is to replace you.
是改替代你。
We are not here for improvement.
我们在这里不是要提改变。
We are here to what? To be replaced by God.
我们在这里是被神所代替。
God replaced us with Himself.
神把我们用他自己来代替我们。
Maybe I already made this example before.
我以前也许举过这个例子。
You know when my son started to drive.
当我儿子开始开车的时候。
I decided to buy him a second-hand car.
我决定买一辆二手车。
Just for practice, you know.
也就是来练习开车。
Because I don't have much faith in a new driver.
因为对一个新的开车的人不是很有信心。
So buy just an old second-hand car.
所以我就买了一个旧的二手车。
So at first when he's driving that new car, it functioned very well.
一开始他开车的时候开得很好。
And one day when we were returning from Dumbo,
有一次当我们从 Dumbo 回去的时候
，on the highway there is a smoke coming out from the hood.
我车子的前罩就开始冒烟。
So we bring it to the repair shop.
我们就回到那个修车行。
And they say, oh, it's because when you drive, there is a plastic that went through the radiator.
当他说在开车的时候，一个塑料袋在那个somewhere 在车里面一个地方。
And that radiator overheat.
那个。
So,
就过热了。
In other words, it overheats. That's why smoke is coming out.
所以那个烟就冒出来。
So they clean the radiator, so on and so forth. Then the car is starting to work again.
他们就把这车子修理干净，然后车子又开始正常运行。
After a few weeks, up, smoke coming out again.
过了几个星期，那个烟又开始冒出来。
We brought it to the repair shop.
我们又带到修车行。
He said, "Oh, it's the radiator cup." It's the cup.
那个盖子又有问题了。
So we changed the cup.
我们又把那个盖子换了。
After a few weeks,
几个星期以后
，while my son is driving home,
当我儿子回家的路上
，not only there is no more smoke, the car is not working anymore, just stopped in the middle of the road.
这个车就在路上就干脆停下来了。
So we asked the tow truck to bring it to the repair shop.
我们就用拖车把车子又拖到了修车行。
Say, it's the alternator. In other words, it's a major part.
这个车子出了重大问题。
This break the last straw.
这就是最后的一击。
So after it got repaired,
这个车子在修了之后
，I told my son we will bring it to the what we call a car dealer and what they change it into a new one.
我们就把它带到了那个卖车的地方，把它换了辆新车。
Because sooner or later a lot of sickness will come out.
因为很快又比其他的问题会出现。
And the car repairman even tell me you need about $5,000 of repair work.
那个修车的人说你大概需要5000块钱来修这辆车子。
Brother sister, do you have faith in this car?
弟兄姊妹，你对这辆车子有信心吗？
The same as we.
对我们也是一样的。
We might improve in this behavior.
也许我们改变了这个行为。
Sooner or later, another problem comes up.
很快另外一个问题又出现。
In other words, this old man is beyond repair.
换句话说，这个旧人是无法修补的。
That's why God is not interested in repairing us.
所以神对我们修补我们不感兴趣。
Religion has this concept, try to improve this person.
宗教总是要来改变这个人。
Or try to upgrade this person.
总是要来提高这个人。
Like a house.
就像一个房子。
Before you had carpet.
以前你是有地毯。
Now you put it a wooden floor.
现在你换了地板。
Before you have linoleum.Now you put tiles on it.
现在你换了那个大理石。
You know, in Channel 8, there is a show like this old house, right?
也就是这个旧的房子。
This old house, they need to repair this.
需要来修补。
Brothers and sisters, this old man can never be repaired.
弟兄姊妹，这个旧人是不能够被修补的。
This person needs to be destroyed.
这个旧人需要被破坏。
That's why that day when we received the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当那天我们接受主耶稣的时候
，Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ."
保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
No longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
This person needs to be destroyed.
这个旧人需要被破坏掉。
It's not improvement.
不是改变，
It's the matter of being destroyed.
而是要被破坏掉。
So when we are in Jesus Christ,
所以当我们在基督里的时候，
we are a new man in Christ.
我们是一个在基督里是个新造的人。
But there is a question that always bothers us.
但是有一个问题。
If I'm a new man,
如果我是个新人，
how come in my living sometimes I feel like there is two persons in me trying to battle?
但是为什么在我的里面感觉有两个人在那里征战呢？
The old man feel like I should do it this way.
旧人觉得说，我应当这样做。
Then the new man said, "No, you should gotta do it that way."
新人说，你应当那样做。
Now let's establish this spiritual fact.
让我来陈述这个属灵的事实。
After we got saved,
当我们得救以后
，the old is gone, comes the new.
这个旧的已经过去，新人就来了。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 22 says.
哥林多前书十五章二十二节讲。
In Adam, all died.
在亚当里都死了。
In Christ, all are made alive.
在基督里，我们众人都活了。
In other words, you cannot be in Adam and also in Christ at the same time.
换句话说，你不能在亚当里又在基督里面。
You cannot be dead and also alive at the same time.
你不可能同时既死了又活了。
It's either you are in Adam or you are in Christ.
你只能是或在亚当里，或在基督里。
It's either you are dead or you are alive.
你或者死了，你或者活了。
So I hope this is very clear among brothers and sisters.
我希望这件事情很清楚。
We are already in Christ.
我们已经在基督里。
This Adam is already nailed on the cross.
这个亚当已经被钉在了十字架上。
Not only is crucified, it's also buried.
不光是被钉了，而且也埋葬了。
Now the second question.
第二点。
If I'm a new man in Christ,
如果我在基督里是新造的
人, how come sometimes I also sin?
为什么我还会犯罪呢?
That's why it comes here in verse 8.
第八节这里讲,
But now ye also put off all this anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth.
所以你要弃绝这一切的事,以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤,并口中污秽的言语。
Verse 9 says, Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds.
不要彼此说谎,因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are a new man in Christ.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们在基督里是新造的人。
But occasionally, sometimes we go to our closet and put off that old clothing.
但有的时候我们会到那个地橱里面把我们那个旧人的行为再穿上。
We went to the garbage and put off that clothing of wrath.
我们到那个垃圾箱里再把那个旧人的衣服穿上。
We put on that clothing of malice. We put on that clothing of dishonesty. That's why every time we put off that clothing, we experience what we call the conviction of the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. In other words, when we put on that kind of old clothing, the Holy Spirit said, it doesn't work anymore.
圣灵就会说, 这个不可以,
it doesn't fit anymore.
这个已经不合身了,
because instead of putting Christ as our righteous garment,
不是说把基督当做一个义袍穿上,
we put on that old clothing on the new man.
我们把那个旧的衣服穿在新人的上面。
You know, every time you go to church,
当你每次到教会的时候,
especially the sister, you try to put on your blouse and your skirt.
姊妹们就会穿上衬衫裙子,
and you put on this so-called a pin or something.
就戴上一个标志.
Okay. And what is the next thing you do after you dress up?
那么你穿好之后又做什么呢?
Zoe, what do you after you dress up? What do you do?
Zoe, 你穿好衣服之后又做什么呢?
Huh? What after you dress up? What do you do the next thing? That's right. You go to the mirror, right? That's a very simple thing.
You know,
and if something doesn't fit, what do you do?
如果你穿得不合适, 你做什么呢?
Change it.
就把它换掉.
No, every time I go to church, I put on a tie.
每次到教会, 我穿上, 领带.
And I select the tie that I think it fits.
我就会选择我觉得合适的领带.
And the next thing I do, I face the mirror.
下一件事, 我就会看看镜子.
And the mirror immediately will say, that doesn't fit. So what the next thing I do, change another one. Today the Holy Spirit is just like the mirror. Every time we put on that old clothing, the clothing of malice, the clothing of anger, the clothing of wrath, the Holy Spirit said, no, it doesn't fit anymore. You know, one time, I had a had conversation with a brother, a conflict with a brother. I have all the right reason. And because I tell him this is what I want to do, and he said, yeah, I will do it.
因为当我告诉他这是我想做的, 他说是的, 我会做。
After so many times, he didn't do it.
但是过了, 很久之后, 他还是没有做。
So I got mad.
所以我就生气了。
So I make a phone call. I said, how come you didn't keep your promise?
我就打电话问他说, 你为什么没有做呢?
I said, you got to be responsible to God.
你需要对神负责。
Even though I have the right reason.
虽然我有正当的理由,
because I feel it's his fault.
因为我觉得这是他的错误,
it is his shortcoming.
是他的缺点,
but immediately when I put the phone down,
当我放下电话的时候,
immediately there is no peace.
在我里面就失去了平安。
The Holy Spirit said, that's not right.
圣灵说这不对。
I tell you the whole night.
这整个晚上,
I just cannot sleep well.
我不能够睡好。
So the next morning, I just need to make that phone call.
第二天早上我需要打这个电话。
I just need to say to the brother, I'm sorry for my attitude.
我需要跟我的弟兄说, 我态度不对。
You know, in the old man,
在旧人里面,
it is just fair.
这是非常公平的。
It's fair to be angry because he's not doing his part.
这恼恨是非常公平,
but in the new man, it's not so.
但在心里面不是这样的。
In the new man, we have a different kind of attitude.
在心里面有一个不同的态度。
So every time you put on something that is not right,
当每一次穿上不合适的衣服的时候,
the Holy Spirit said, put off.
圣灵就会说把它脱下去。
It shouldn't be that case.
应该不应当是这样子,
this is not the profile of a Christian.
这不是基督徒的行为。
Well, people might say, well, that doesn't make sense.
人也许会说这不合常理。
It doesn't make sense to the world, it just makes sense to the Lord.
对这个世界不合常理, 但是对神非常合理。
So every time we had this Holy Spirit convicting us,
当每一次圣灵在我们里面定罪的时候,
he said we need to put off that old man.
我们需要弃绝, 脱下那个旧人。
And not only you put off that sinful things,
不光是放下那个, 罪的行为,
the Bible tells us we need to put off that old man with his deeds.
圣经里讲到脱去旧人和旧人的行为,
with his deeds not only include the bad things but also the good things.
不光是那个坏的事情, 也有好的事情。
You know, the trend or the fashion of this world sometimes are good.
这个世界的这个, 潮流的时候是好的。
But what does the Bible say?
但是圣经上说什么呢?
Do not be conformed to this world but be transformed with the renewing of your mind.
不要, 效法这个世界呢, 要更新变化。
Let me illustrate it more.
让我再, 再讲一点。
You know, serving the high schooler is not an easy thing.
来服侍高中生实在不容易。
I tell you, it's really a tough job.
实在是一个非常难的工作。
Because the young people has their own mind.
因为年轻人他们自己的想法。
I always tell my son, you know, during my time, it's so easy.
我跟我儿子说，在我那个年代实在很容易。
When my mom says you got to do this, I just do it.
当我母亲跟我说你要做这件事情，我就去做。
No question asked.
没有什么问题可问。
But now you tell these young people, you got to do this. The next question is why?
当今天你问跟年轻人说你做这件事情，
and if you give them the reason, they say it doesn't make sense.
如果你给他们个原因，他们会说这不合理。
This is what the world do. How come I shouldn't do it?
这个世界都这样做，为什么我不能这样做？
So it's tough.
所以非常难。
But the tougher is it because the parents also do the same thing.
更难的是因为父母也这样做。
When we tell the parents, you know.The children shouldn't do that.
当我们跟父母说孩子们不应当这样做。
You know what the parents said?
父母说什么呢？
Well, this is the fashion of the world.
这是世界的样子。
Well, if the worldly people say that, it's okay.
如果这世界的人这样说，也许可以。
We go and live and walk according to the fashion of this world.
如果我们效法这世界的样子。
But we are the children of God.
如果我们是神的儿女
As the new man in Christ,
在基督里新造的人
We don't follow according to the fashion of this world.
我们就不能效法这个世界
Today, a lot of times, we just fashion, we do things according to the fashion of this world.
很多时候我们效法这个世界
Then what is the testimony of Jesus Christ?
那么主耶稣基督的见证在哪里呢
If we do what the world do, then where is the testimony?
如果我们做着世界所做的我们的见证在哪里呢
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to know, we need to put off that old man with his good, his deeds.
所以今天我们要脱去救人和救人的行为。
It's not a matter of right or wrong.
不是说对和错的事情。
Or sinful or unsinful.
是罪和没有罪的事情。
It's a matter of whether it's in the old creation or it's in the new creation.
而是说是不是在救人和救人的里面。
You know, a lot of times, you know, let me illustrate it in this way.
让我再描述一下。
When we become the American citizen in this country.
当我们成为美国公民的时候
Is it just but right that we do things according to the American way? Right?
是不是我们就要照着美国人的方式来生活呢
we celebrate the American holidays.
我们来庆祝美国人的节日
But I observe one thing.
但我注意到一件事
When the Chinese become an American citizen,
当中国人成为美国公民的时候
Not only he celebrate the New Year, he also celebrate the Chinese New Year.
不光是庆祝这个新年也庆祝中国人的新年
He also celebrate the Mooncake Festival.
也庆祝这个中秋节
I'm not saying this is bad.
我不是说这是错的
But isn't not just but right, we just start a new life?
不是说是不是应该我们获一个新的生活呢
But a lot of times we just brought in our old manner of life into this new place.
但是我们把我们过去旧的生活的样式带到这个新的世界里。
And this affects also our thinking in matter of being a Christian.
这也影响到我们作为基督徒的思维。
We try to bring in that good things from this old creation.
我们把我们旧造里面的好的事情带过来。
But Paul in Colossians said, put off this old man with his deeds.
所以保罗在哥罗西里说脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
So after we put off that old man with his deeds,
当我们脱去在我们脱去旧人和旧人行为以后
He said, put on the new man which is renewed in knowledge.
穿上新人这新人在知识上渐渐更新
We need to put on that new man which is renewed in knowledge.
我们要穿上那个新人这新人在知识上要渐渐的更新
That day when we believe the Lord Jesus Christ,
当那天你相信主耶稣的时候
the first step is like we have a new life.
的第一步是我们有一个新的生活。
Before we are dead in sin and trespasses.
以前我们是死在罪恶过犯中。
This spirit in us is dead.
这个在我们里面的灵是死的。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
He comes in, he becomes our life.
他进到我们里面，成为我们的生命。
We are alive unto God.
我们在神的面前是活的。
But God's work doesn't finish in just that.
但是神的工作没有停在那里。
He continues to transform us.
他继续的改变我们。
Not only our spirit is made alive.
当我们不光是我们的灵复活过来。
The Lord starts to transform our soul.
他也改变我们的魂。
What is the new man?
什么是个新人呢
？A new man is renewed in knowledge.
那个新人是在知识上渐渐的更新。
He starts to think the way God thinks.
他开始想思想神所思想的。
He starts to do the things God do.
他开始做神所要做的事。
Then how do we think the way God thinks?
但我们怎么才能够想神所想的事呢
you know, before we think it in that way, but when we become a Christian, we think another way.
以前我们是这样子的想，当我们成为基督徒以后，我们开始那样子的思想。
Especially when the Holy Spirit convicts us.
尤其是当圣灵在里面责备我们的时
候。Saying we shouldn't do this.
说我们不应当这样做的时候。
Then what's next?
那么下面怎么样呢
Today we need to read the Word of God.
我们今天需要读神的话。
The Word of God not only reveals who God is.
圣灵不光是启示，神的话不光启示神是谁。
The word of God also tells us what kind of behavior, what kind of conduct we need to have as a profile of a Christian.
神的话也告诉我们，作为神的儿女，我们的行为应当是什么样子。
You know, the Bible tells us, you know, the children obey your parents in the Lord.
圣经上说，儿女要顺服父母。
The Bible didn't say, well, if it makes sense, you obey. If it doesn't make sense, you don't obey.
圣经上并没有讲说，如果是合理的你就顺服，如果不合理你就不顺服。
The Bible tells us, children obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right.
圣经上是说，儿女要顺服父母，因为这在主里面是合理的。
This is the way God thinks.
这是神所思考的。
This is the conduct we need to have as a children of God.
这是我们作为神的儿女所应当有的行为。
So we need to what? Put this is what we call a spiritual education.
这就是一个属灵的教育。
A lot of times after we become a Christian,
很多时候当我们成为基督徒以后，
we stop reading the Word of God.
我们就开始读神的话。
We only read the Word of God when we come to church.
我们只是在教会里面读神的话。
This shouldn't be the case.
这不应当是这样的。
You know, we need to read the Word of God because that is what is a guidebook of how we need to become a child of God.
这个圣经应当成为我们的指引，让我们知道如何成为神的儿女。
Jude verse 20 says.
犹大书二十节说。
Is a building up yourself unto your most holy faith. 犹大书。
犹大书第二十节说，要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
But ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith.
在至圣的真道上造就自己。
You know, the reading of the faith here does not talk about our faith in Jesus Christ.
这里的这个信不是说我们在主耶稣里的信。
It is talking about the complete faith.
是讲到那个完全的信。
It's talking about the faith, which is the word of God.
是讲到那个神对神话语的信。
We need to start reading the word of God.
我们需要来读神的话语。
By reading the word of God, we start to build up our faith.
在读神的话语上，我们来建立我们的信心。
It is a process that we need to go through.
这是一个过程，是我们需要经过的。
You know, a lot of times after we got saved, we feel like, hey, we got a key to heaven, and that's it.
很多时候，我们觉得说我们得救了，我们有一个进天堂的钥匙就可以了。
But she said that is not the way.
这不是这样子的。
God wants us to continue to build that faith.
神要我们在至圣的真道上建立自己。
By reading the word of God.
借着读神的话语。
When we read the word of God.
当我们读神话语的时候。
The word of God what reveal to us the kind of conduct we need to be in order to walk as a child of God.
神就借着这些话语来指示我们如何成为神儿女，如何生活。
On the one hand, the Holy Spirit convicts us.
一方面圣灵来定罪我们。
On the other hand, the Holy Spirit also tells us what to do.
另一方面圣灵也告诉我们应当如何来行。
One time I was listening to David Jeremiah sharing.
有一次当我来听一个弟兄 David Jeremiah 分享的时候。
I believe he's a very famous preacher.
他是一个非常有名的牧师。
He said when he was 15 years old,
他十五岁的时候。
He was working on a hardware store.
他在一个家具店里面工作。
And the pay is not too very much.
他付的工资不高。
So one day, he saw the cash register is open.
有一次他看到那个装钱的盒子是开着的。
So he stole a $20.
他就偷了二十块钱。
And this goes on for many years.
这个很多年过去了。
And he feels this is the right thing to do because I don't get paid so much to get $20. It's just okay.
他觉得说这是对的事情，因为我付的工资不高，我拿二十块钱这是可以的。
And the thing is, the owner didn't even notice it.
这个店主也不知道这件事情。
But after many years, he became a Christian.
很多年过去之后，他成为基督徒。
And the one thing the Holy Spirit is telling him, at the $20.
一件事情，圣灵提醒他这个二十块钱。
So he decided to deal with his past.
所以他就决定来对付他的过去。
He started what? Count.
他就开始算。
After so many years, how much is that $20 worth?
这么多年过去呢，二十块钱应该值多少钱了
？So after he make all the calculation, it's $60.
他做了所有的计算之后是六十块钱。
I don't know how he do it, but it's $60.
我不知道他怎么算的，反正是六十块钱。
So he put a $60 cash in an envelope, write the name of the hardware store and the person and the address and mail it.
他就把六十块钱放在信封里，写好了店主的名字和地址，把它寄了过去。
Let me ask you, is that good enough?
这个对这个可以不可以呢
Is that good enough?
这个够不够呢
对 That's good. That's the right answer. It's not good enough.
这个并不够
Then one day,
有一天
David Jeremiah was preaching in Indiana.
他在
Indiana.
在印第安纳的传道的时候
，the owner of that hardware and his wife just walk in。
那个店主就走到面前来。
Oh, brother Jeremiah just messed up the message。
他就完全的把他的信息给弄乱。
So immediately after the message，
那个信息以后
，he walked to this old couple。
他就走到那个老人面前。
He said, "Can you please come to my office?"
他说你能不能到我的办公室里来
？Then he asked this old couple。
他就问这个一对这对夫妻。
He said, "How many many years ago have you received a $60 cash?"
很多年前你有没有收到这个60块钱
？And the old man said, "Yeah, I know, but it didn't say who sent it and what the reason why he sent it."
他说是的，但是没有讲谁送的，是谁给我的。
Then David Jeremiah said, "That's me."
他说那是我寄的。
Because 15 years ago, when I was 15 years old,
当因为在我十五岁的时候
，I stole $20 from your cash register.
我从你的那个钱盒里偷了20块钱。
Yeah, I'm sorry.
我非常对不起。
Can you please forgive me?
你能不能原谅我
？This is how a new man operates.
这是一个新人是如何来，这是一个新人是如何生活的
？In the old man, so what? $20? He had more than that.
在旧人里面20块钱算什么
？Why should I return $60?
我为什么要还60块钱
？Why should I even write the reason why I return $60?
我为什么要把那还你60块钱原因要告诉你
？But the new man do things differently.
但是这个新人做不一样的事情。
Because God is holy, we should also be holy.
因为神是圣洁的，所以我们要圣洁。
Therefore, we need to put off that old man with his deed and put on the new man.
所以我们要脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上新人。
Because this new man has a new, renewed knowledge.
因为这个新人在知识上会渐渐的更新。
Let me read to you Mark chapter 10.
我们来读马可福音第十章。
用 Mark, yeah, Mark chapter 10. Is it chapter 10?
Chapter 10.
This is concerning Bartimaeus. Oh yeah, chapter 10. Let's start with Mark chapter 10. Let's start with verse 46.
第四十六节。
It said, when they come to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging.And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 49. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, and he calleth thee. Now read verse 50. And he...Casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus.
第四十六节到五十节，到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是迪马的儿子巴迪马，坐在路旁。他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧！”有许多人责备他，不许他作声。他却越发大声喊着说：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧！”耶稣就站住，说：“叫他过来。”他们就叫那瞎子，对他说：“放心，起来，他叫你了。”瞎子就丢下衣服，跳起来，走到耶稣那里。
Verse 51, And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou I should do to thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
耶稣说要我为你做什么呢？瞎子说拉波尼，我要能看见。耶稣说你去吧，你的心救了你了。瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
Even before he received his sight,
在他看见在他能看见之前
，Even before Jesus performed that miracle,
在耶稣执行那个神迹之前
，The first thing he did,
他做的第一件事情
，When Jesus called him,
当耶稣叫他的时候
，He cast away his garment,
他就丢下衣服。
That garment might be a comfort to him.
那个衣服可能是他的安慰
，But it is of the old creation.
但是那个旧造。
We want to follow Jesus.
我们想要跟随耶稣。
We need to cast away that old garment.
我们需要丢下那个旧造。
And put on that new garment, which is Christ.
我们要穿上那个新衣，就是基督。
So when we put on that new man, that new garment, which is Christ.
当我们穿上那个新人，就是基督的时候。
Then we start to walk according to how God wants us to walk.
我们就开始照着神所想让我们做的。
And the Word of God is the one that telling us.
神的话就是那个告诉我们。
When the Bible starts to tell us what to do,
当圣经告诉我们应当做的事的时候
，then our knowledge starts to be renewed.
我们的知识就会被更新。
We are a renewed person.
我们是一个新造的人。
Not only in life, but also in knowledge.
不光是在生活里面，也是在知识上。
So firstly, we need a spiritual education.
我们首先需要一个圣灵的教育。
Secondly, we need a spiritual application.
我们需要一个实际的应用。
On the one hand, we know that this is what God wants us to do.
一方面，我们知道神所要我们做的。
Secondly, we need to apply what God wants us to do.
第二面，我们要应用神所要我们做的。
A lot of times, we just stop on the first thing, spiritual education.
但是很多时候我们就停在第一步，我们知道属灵的知识。
That's why we always remain as a baby in Christ.
所以我们总是作为婴孩。
You want to experience a new life?
你想要经历一个新的生命吗
？You really want to testify that you are a new man in Christ?
你想要见证你是在基督里新造的人吗
？Not only we need spiritual education, we need spiritual application.
不光需要属灵的知识，我们需要应用属灵的知识。
When the Holy Spirit tries to tell you, you need to apologize to your parents. What should you do?
当圣灵提醒你应该跟父母道歉的时候，你应当做什么呢
？You need to go and say, "Mom, I'm sorry."
你应该跟过去跟母亲说，妈妈，我对不起。
Don't try to rationalize. Oh, my mom already forget that.
都不要争论说，我妈妈已经把这件事情忘记了。
Oh, my mom has a big heart.
或者我妈妈的心很大。
So one time after I become a Christian,
当我成为基督徒以后
，sometimes you know, a child always become irritable, irritate.
很多时候小孩子有的时候会变得非常的烦躁。
Sometimes when your parents ask you the same question for three times, when the third time, how do you react?
当你的母亲问你一件事情问了三遍的时候，到第三遍的时候，这个孩子会怎么反应
？You got irritated, right?
你就会觉得很烦。
And you had a problem with your attitude, right?
你的那个态度就会有问题。
And you will say something that is not good to hear, right?
你就会说一些非常难听的话。
In the old man, it's just okay.
在旧造里面这是非常对的事情。
But in the new man, the spirit said, take it off.
这个在新造里面这个圣灵就说这不对。
You need to what? To honor your parents.
你需要尊重你的父母。
So what should you do?
你需要做什么呢
?Not only we know that God wants us to do this.
不光是知道神要我们做什么。
We need to practically go to our parents and say, Mom, I'm sorry.
你需要非常实际的跟你的母亲说对不起。
You know, in our company, we had a remodel.
在我们的公司里面有一个remodel， 我们重组了公司。
And a lot of new rules and regulations that doesn't even apply or make sense.
很多的新的规定都不合常理。
Sometimes you know when you repack one little thing.
有的时候你读那一点点的规定。
That costs you about 5 minutes.
可能会花你五分钟的时间。
They want you to clean the whole room for 25 minutes.
他们需要你把整个屋子打扫干净，需要花25分钟。
And sometimes I just really got mad, you know.
很多时候我就非常的生气。
But one day I was reading First Peter.
但有一天在我读彼得前书的时候
，The Lord said, "Subject yourselves to your master."
主说你要顺服你的顺服你的老板。
Not only to the good, but also to the harsh.
不光是对这个好的，也对那个不好的。
Oh, I tell you, that is the Holy Spirit shining.
这是那个圣灵在我里面光照。
So what do we need to do?
所以我们要做什么呢
？We need to apologize.
我们需要道歉。
Mom, I'm sorry for my attitude.
妈妈，我对不起，我的态度不好。
This is spiritual application.
这就是那个属灵的应用。
You want to grow in life?
你需要生命成长吗
？Not only we need spiritual education, we need spiritual application.
不光需要属灵的知识，我们要运用那些知识。
Lastly,
最后
，we need spiritual fellowship.
我们需要属灵的交通。
We read a while ago Jude 20.
我们在犹大书二十章的
building up yourself in your most holy faith.
我们在至圣的真道上建立自己。
He says here also what praying in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里祷告。
In other words, our fellowship with the Father should be continuous.
我们跟父的交通是不断的。
When he says praying in the Holy Spirit,
当他说在圣灵里祷告的时候
，it brings us at a new level in our communication or fellowship with our Father.
他就把我们跟父的交通提到另外一个层次。
A lot of times when we fellowship with our Father,
很多时候当我们与父交通的时候
，it's because we are in need.
是因为我们有需要。
Well, no problem about that. When we are in need, we need to have fellowship with God and communicate with our God.
是的，不错。当我们有需要的时候，我们需要跟父交通。
Because the Father promised us, He will supply all our need according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus.
因为父已经应许照着他荣耀的丰富，要满供应我们一切的需要。
But is that the only reason why we pray?
这是我们祷告唯一的原因吗
？No, when we got saved.
当我们得救的时候
it's just but a necessity that we have fellowship with the Father.
这是与父交通是必须的。
Because the fellowship with the Father gave us strength to do whatever God wants us to do.
因为与父的交通给我们力量，使我们做父要我们做的事
情。By our own self, we cannot do it.
靠着我们自己，我们不能做。
We always put on that old clothing.
When we have fellowship with the Father, we put on that new man. You know, we have fellowship with because the Holy Spirit tells us what to do. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. The Holy Spirit is not only is the encouragement of prayer, but also the expression of prayer, or the enlightenment of prayer. It's an enlightenment of prayer. 光照我们,
圣灵也光照我们,
tells us what to pray. The Holy Spirit tells us what to pray. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 says,
罗马书第八章20节,
the Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf according to the will of God. We don't know the will of God. But when we pray in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit tells us what to pray. And when we pray according to the will of God, the Bible tells us He heareth us. To such an extent, the Holy Spirit is also the expression of prayer. Romans chapter 8 says,
罗马书第八章,
sometimes we cannot just stay out what we want in our heart. But the Holy Spirit intercedes with groanings that cannot be heard. Sometimes when we come before the Lord, we just don't know what to say. Sometimes only tears come out. But thank God, the Holy Spirit in us intercedes on our behalf with groanings that cannot be heard. Today we need not only spiritual education, not only with spiritual application, we need that continuously spiritual fellowship with the Father. This fellowship keeps us alive. This fellowship keep us, grant us strength to do whatever God wants us to do. And the result is,
这个结果,
verse 11,
第11节,
for there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化白人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
When our living is evident of a new man,
当我们的生活是
新人,
是新人的时候,
when people see what our attitude, our conduct is becoming of a Christian,
当人看到我们的 态度, 我们的行为是基督徒的样子的时候,
then they say there is no Jew nor Greek.
他们就说这里没有希利尼人,
in other words, they see us not a Jew.
他们看见我们不是犹太人,
they see us not as a Chinese.
不说我们是个中国人,
they see us as a child of God.
他们看见我们是神的儿女,
when we talk about the Jew,
当我们讲了犹太人的时候,
it talks about the keeping of the law.
讲到说遵从律法,
when we talk about the what we call the Greek,
当我们讲到, 希利尼人的时候,
we talk about intellectual. But when we are in Christ, they don't see us as a Jew or an intellectual. They see us as a child of God. Because our living is evident as a child of God. Today, may the Lord really have mercy on us. Being a child of God, we are a born again person. We are a new person in Christ. Because we already put off that old man and put on Christ as our new clothing. People see us. Not as the old person. Not as the old Lawrence.
不再是那个, old Lawrence弟兄,
but a new person in Christ. Let's pray and put this into practice.
让我们祷告,
that Christ might be what? Be lived out from each and every one of us.
使基督能够从我们,
that the phrase testimony of Jesus Christ become a reality in our daily living.
使耶稣基督见证在我们生活里面成为一个实际。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your speaking this morning.
主，感谢你今天早上向我们说话。
Forgive us many times, being a new man, we continue to put off this old clothing.
但是作为神的儿女们，很多时候还穿上那个旧人。
Lord, we repent before you.
主，我们在你面前悔改。
Lord, may you continue to work in our hearts.
求你继续在我们心里面工作。
On the one hand, we want the Holy Spirit to have preeminence in our life.
一方面，我们希望主在我们凡事上居首位。
On the one hand, we want to what? Continue to read your word.
另一方面，我们需要继续读你的话语。
Let your word continue to shine in our heart.
让你的话在我们里面继续的发光。
That we will live a life that is becoming of the child of God.
让我们的生活真的是成为一个神儿女的生活。
Not for our own sake.
不是为我们自己的缘故。
But for your glory.
也是为你荣耀的缘故。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.